Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
What company are you with?
Well, we are a third-party call center, and we service different online vendors. So the only way for me to inform you about any the vendor you might be enrolled with is if I pull up an account. So if you will, please, ma'am, provide me with your zip code so I can pull up that account.
47714.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Janice Ham.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I was able to locate that account for you. If you will, please, ma'am, verify the mailing address for security purposes.
Well, you don't need my address. Just tell me the company.
Well, before I can give out any information, we have to get the account verified to make sure we are speaking to the right person.
2105 Sweetser Avenue, Evansville, Indiana.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So you would have enrolled into the, it is the Factory Direct Savings Store.
Factory Direct Savings Store?
Yes, ma'am. And I'm looking at this account. I see that it's been refunded fully on, give me one, let me see what date that was.
Yes, because I don't know what this is, and it's coming through every month.
Yes, ma'am. I see here that you're disputing those charges, and it was refunded back to you on yesterday, actually.
Factory Savings Store?
Yes, ma'am.
You don't know what they sell, do you?
Well, they sell different gadgets. I know they have like smart watches. They have flashlight headlamps. Looks like here you got the pulse oximeter. They do have health.
Well, I haven't
gadgets.
Ordered anything, and this charge is coming through every month.
You didn't order the pulse oximeter that you only paid shipping and handling for on February 3rd for $7.95.
What was the $54.97?
The $54.97 was for that factory savings store membership, where you receive a $125 gift card.
Oh crap! This is ridiculous. No, I dispute that. I don't want that stuff.
Okay, ma'am. So I see you have already disputed it, and Well, I will advise, because what's going to happen, that's a fraud claim that you are disputing. And
yes.
What's going to happen is they're going to cancel this account that we have, or lock it, so they'll have full control over it. And we have to send them all the information on this account, and it's going to show that you made that purchase, because the only thing they're looking for is who made that purchase, and it's going to show that your name and all your information is on this account, and they are going to take that money back. So what I will advise is that you contact your bank and have them call us and drop the dispute, so we can issue you that refund, because they are going to take that money back, because you was the one that made that purchase for that pulse oximeter.
Yes, but I didn't do the charges for the other thing.
Yes, ma'am, but I'm telling you, the bank is going to take that money back, and we will not be able to refund you. I've had one customer called in today with that problem, who disputed the charges and did not contact us first and was asking for a refund because the bank took that money back, but we cannot do anything once the bank takes
So you say the bank needs to call you guys?
Well, what can happen is you can even do it three-way right now. Get your bank on the line. Just inform them that you want to drop the dispute because you figured out that you were the one that made that purchase, or you got in contact with the people and they are willing to give you a refund.
I don't understand, because I did do the Pulsar thing. But I didn't do this other stuff.
Yes, so when you made that order, that was you saying that you agreed to those terms and conditions and that you read them. So since you placed that order, that's how you got enrolled into that Gadget Club. And so that, because you made that purchase, that the other person purchase was initiated because the account wasn't canceled.
Do you have their phone number?
So we are actually the ones that handle the account, and we'll be the ones that'll be able to help you with their refund.
What is your name again?
My name is Jameer.
How do you spell that?
Yes, ma'am. You spell it Jameire.
Jameer, okay. Crap, I gotta stop this monthly thing coming through.
Yes, ma'am. So again, once you started the dispute process, your bank automatically cancels the account. So your account is canceled and it won't get billed anymore. But
okay,
since you did the dispute, we can't refund you. And it looks like the bank has already issued you that money, but they haven't started the investigation yet. So
no, they haven't.
And so,
they're going to say, I did it, aren't
yes,
they?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am, because we have to send them this account information in those terms and conditions.
So if I call the bank and cancel the dispute and then call you back?
Well, we'll just need confirmation from your bank. So if you can, if you could now do like a three-way, or if you want, you could just call your bank and have them call us. And we'll be able to handle it from there with the bank.
I don't know how to do a three-way.
What type of phone do you have, ma'am? Maybe I can help.
It's, I don't know what it is.
Is it a smartphone?
No, it's not a smartphone. It's, well, crack, I could tell you if you hadn't asked me. Oh, it's, I don't know.
Okay.
It's not a smartphone.
Okay. If you, whenever we get off the phone, if you contact your bank and tell them that you want to drop the dispute because you got in contact with the company and they are willing to negotiate a refund, let them know that they, they will drop the dispute. And so what will happen then, you'll contact us. We'll get that refund issued for you. And then we'll, if you want, you can call your bank back, ask them, do they see the refund? They will see the refund, and you'll be good to go.
Well, how are you going to give me the refund?
So we're...
Because they've canceled my card.
Oh, well, it should, even if they cancel the card, it'll just go back onto your account.
Account where?
Your account that you have with your bank.
How can it do that if I have a new card?
Because your bank can allow the transaction to come through. They'll see that we are trying to refund you. And even if you got a different card, it'll just go back onto the same account.
Okay. Now, how can I make sure I get you back?
Well, yeah, I would just have to answer the phone because we are a call center and it's whichever agent gets it. But what I'll do, what I'm already doing, documenting the account, letting the next agent know exactly what happened in this call, and they'll be able to assist you with it.
Okay. Okay. Well, Jameer, thank you for your help today.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great rest of your day, ma'am.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's weird.